Take a deep breath and choose a crystal. If you chose this crystal, this is your reading. If you chose either of the other two readings on my page, have a look at the emoji of the color in the thumbnail. I think this one looks like an egg, so I'm going to call you my egg people today. I hope you don't mind. My name is Abby. I do readings here on TikTok and personal readings on my website, runeroonthings.com. Today, we're looking at what is happening in your next 7 days. I just want to see what other surprising fun things. I feel like surprises are just around the corner, or like magic is in the air this week or something. Okay, let's have a look for my egg people. For my egg people, what is happening in the next 7 days? What is happening in my egg people's next 7 days? Okay. I feel that Justin Timberlake song stuck in my head. Okay, we have the Queen of Wands. Queen of Wands, you're slaying. Queen of Wands is like you're getting attention. I wouldn't be surprised if you turn heads a lot this week. You may just be like really, really feeling yourself. Maybe you're in your ovulation week if you're a woman, but or you're just on your fitness game or your skincare game this week, but you're just like looking really good, feeling really good. This is like, I look really good and I want people to see me looking really good kind of card. So I like that energy. We have the Nine of Swords. The Nine of Swords, though, don't like that energy. Nine of Swords is a kind of like anxiousness sort of waking up. I feel like you may be, have a lot of like anxious or nervous energy this week. Maybe it's because of all the attention and you're not sort of like used to it, or it seems like things are happening fast for you because of all that attention and excitement around you. We have the Two of Wands. The Two of Wands is sort of being sort of caught between, I don't think it's caught between like a rock and a hard place, which is what the Two of Wands can sometimes be. I feel like it's kind of like you're feeling a kind of weird sort of limbo place, sort of on this sort of path here, a limbo place between the old and the new. And again, I feel like there's just a sense of things changing this week. And so I feel like maybe you're just in sort of a weird limbo spot, but you're on your way to like the new. So I would just like say, ride it out. That's what I would say. Judgment calling you to your new life. I would say this week, I feel like you're going to have a big revelation about yourself or about your direction. Because this is like a, I'm aligned with my calling kind of card. So I feel like you're going to have, especially in work, I'm getting work and career, having a big revelation of about where you're meant to go, what you're meant to do next. We have the Four of Cups. The Four of Cups can be a card of apathy. I feel like on Saturday, I don't know why Saturday specifically came into my head, but Saturday, you may just find yourself in a bit of a lower mood or a bit like, not necessarily like FOMO, but like just a bit more down and like subdued. And I would say that that's okay. I don't think it's a reflection of the rest of your life or the quality of your life if your Saturday is sort of down. That was a really random message. We have the Seven of Pentacles. Seven of Pentacles this week is the time to plant seeds for the future. This week I would start projects. If I was you, I would invest in things for yourself and for your future. Tell me more about the Seven of Pentacles. For my egg people, we have the World card and the Seven of Swords. Seven of Swords is like, in this context, it's not lying, cheating, stealing. It's more about strategy and making a scheme. So with Seven of Pentacles and Seven of Swords, it's like you need to have a plan for the future. And I feel like after that judgment call, you'll definitely be making a plan. It could also be, you know, when you feel like in a weird limbo place or you feel in a kind of icky, like in between, you're like, where am I going? Then you like have a burst of energy, like, okay, I'm going to get my life together. Is kind of giving this with the Seven of Pentacles and the Seven of Swords. That's like, I need to start making plans for my future. The World card is a card of achievement and like a rebirth. So the World card would say you are actually becoming this person that you're planning to be. This is not just like a, you know, it's 1 a.m. and you can't sleep and you're making a plan for your life, but you won't actually enact it the next day. This is like, you are becoming that. Like, this is the time. You are starting it. Tell me more about the Queen of Wands, if there's anything else to say. We have the Six of Cups. Six of Cups, lots of friendship attention, lots of maybe people from the past as well. I feel like one thing, if you're posting a story on Instagram or something, I feel like some people like either from primary school, high school, people you haven't talked in years, you know, maybe exes as well will be viewing your story. That's just a random thing that came into my head. Okay, with the Two of Wands, temperance. Temperance is like patience. So if you are in that limbo phase, if you feel that, just give yourself some grace and ride it out, as I said, because things will just change with time. Okay, let's give my egg people an affirmation oracle card. I don't know why that took so long for me to say. So that they can live their best life this week in the next 7 days. How can they make the most of it? Thank you. Oh my gosh, this is so egg people coded. Okay, we have Father, Son, and we have Divine Masculine. And this is like making a plan, investing in the future, starting the new life. Love it. Father, son, you are being led and supported on your path to joy. You are hearing that calling. I hear the call and I move towards it with faith and joy in my heart. Yes. Go with the call. Go with the flow. Like if you get a sudden inspiration or you have a big clarifying moment about like your direction specifically, do go ahead and just make that plan and start enacting it. Divine masculine, enact it. You are being called to use your free will and make things happen. I respect myself and my goals. I confidently take action towards what I want. I said what I said. Thank you so much for watching. I hope you enjoyed this reading and I will see you in the next one. Bye.